ஓம் ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் சாப்டர் 4 மந்த்ரா 9. ஏஷ ஹி த்ரஷ்டா ஸ்ப்ரஷ்டா ஸ்ரோதா க்ராதா ரஸயிதா மந்தா போத்தா கர்த்தா விஜ்ஞானாத்மா புருஷஹ ச பரேக்ஷரே ஆத்மனி சம்ப்ரதிஷ்டதே. சோ தி கர்த்தா, த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தி த்ரிபுடி is introduced. We already talked about the Triputi and all earlier. So the subject of the Triputi, the Karta, Yeshahi Vijnanatma Purushaha. The subject referred to by the word I in all the perceptions. If I am using the sense organs, I use the sentence, I am seeing a person, and when I use the ears, the organ is different. So the Karanam is different and object also is different. But the subject I is the same, subject is the same. So there is one subject, I, the Jiva, this is the Jivatma, is referred here in this shloka as Vijnanatma Purushaha, is the name of the Jiva, that is the individual, I, involved in all transactions. And when he does different transactions, when this Jiva does different transactions, even though he or she is the same Ahankara only, the name of the subject will vary according to the type of transaction. If the transaction, for example, is seeing, then the subject is called a seer. If the transaction is hearing, then the individual I is the hearer. So hearer, smeller, thinker, feeler, doer, they are all different names for the same one subject. Therefore, he says, ஏஷ விஜ்ஞானாத்மா புருஷா த்ரஷ்டா. த்ரஷ்டா, வி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் ஈஸிலி. த சீயர், த்ரஷ்டா த ஒன் ஹூ சீஸ், த சீயர் ஸ்ப்ரஷ்டா தி டச்சர், ஸ்ப்ரிஷ் மீன்ஸ் டு டச். ஸ்ரோதா, த வெரி சேம் ஜீவா ஐ இஸ் கால்ட் த ஹியரர் வென் ஹீ இஸ் ஹியரிங். க்ராதா, கிரண் மீன்ஸ் டு ஸ்மெல், தி சேம் ஒன் இஸ் கால்ட் தி ஸ்மெல்லர், க்ராதா. தென் ரசயிதா, டேஸ்டர், வென் டேஸ்டிங் organ is employed, for example the tongue. Then mantha and bodha, karta. Now until now external organs were taken, that is bahya karanani, but mantha, bodha and karta coming to the antakarana, internal. So mantha means when one uses the mind full of emotions, mind is full of emotions, then one is called a feeler. Actually, Swamiji calls it emoting. We know generally emotion as a noun, used as a verb also. He emotes very well. He has emotions. That is emotive action. Noun is emoter, one who expresses emotion. And bodha, bodha means the knower, while using the intellect. Mantha can be translated as thinker also. So thinker, knower, and finally karta refers to all the karmendriyas, all organs of action. So previously jnanendriyas were mentioned, then antakaranam, then karmendriyas. So indriyas, they were mentioned, then antakarana, the karmendriyas. So the indriyas may be many, but subject I is only one and the same. So this jivatma also is based on the paramatma turiyam only. And the question is, what this Jivatma is and who is this Jivatma? So the Upanishad only says Jivatma also rests in Paramatma. That's all it says. This Jivatma also rests in Paramatma. So Shankaracharya, he makes a very beautiful commentary. He says the word Jivatma refers to that consciousness principle, the original, the Turiyam. So when reflected in the body, in the sariram, it is called the chit or pratibimbam or chidabhasa. All these names are all very familiar to us. Pratibimba, chaitanyam, chidabhasa, all that. So like the sun reflecting in a mirror, mind has got borrowed consciousness or reflected consciousness. Borrowed from whom? Borrowed from the original Atma. So this Chidabhasa is called Jivaha in this context. So as long as the reflected consciousness is there in the Sukshma Sharira, in the subtle body, there is the experiencer. The moment the Sukshma Shariram goes away, the Chidabhasa also goes away because reflector medium is gone. Then the original consciousness will still continue. But the experiencer is not there anymore. See, these are all very, very tricky things to understand. So the experiencer is not the original consciousness, but only the reflected consciousness is the experiencer. And how do we prove that? In the wall, original consciousness is there or not? For example, let us take a wall. Is original consciousness there or not? Yes, it is there. Because original consciousness is all-pervading. And in the wall, it expresses as what? As the existence principle, Satta. But even though the original consciousness is there in the wall, it cannot experience anything. That indicates what? Original consciousness cannot be an experiencer. Only reflected consciousness only can be an experiencer. Then when does the experiencer come? When the body-mind complex is there and original consciousness forms a reflection. The reflected consciousness, the Chidabhasa, that reflection only becomes the experiencer Jiva. That is why reflections are many. As many bodies are there, so many reflections also will be there. Similarly, so many experiences or experiencers also will be there. Each one experiences his or her own fields. So experiencer is not Chit, but the Chidabhasa. This difference we should understand clearly. Chit is the original consciousness. So experiencer is not Chit, but the Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness. And that alone is called here as Vijnanatma Purushaha. And the next question is, this experiencer Chidabhasa, does it have its own original existence or borrowed existence? These are all fundamental questions only. We are just only refreshing. Any reflection doesn't have original and independent existence. Like, for example, our own reflection in the mirror. The existence of the reflection is not independent. If it is independent, what will be the advantage? You go away, reflection will continue in the mirror. No, that doesn't happen. So from that, it is very clear that the original consciousness alone lends existence to the reflected consciousness. Therefore, the reflected consciousness, the Jiva, the instrument, the Karanam, and Vishaya, the world, the object, all these three do not have existence of their own. This is the Triputi. So all these things, they don't have existence of their own. They all have borrowed existence from the Atma Turiya Atma. That is what is said here in the last sentence. Saha. Saha means this Jivatma, the reflected consciousness also. And why do we say Jiva also? Because in the previous shloka, already instruments and objects have been told already. The previous shloka that we saw earlier in the last class. So in addition to them, the Jiva, the subject also, the Ahankara also, Parekshare Atmani. Atmani means upon the original consciousness, the Turiyam Atma. And throughout Prashnopanishad, the word Aksharam is used to remind us that Prashnopanishad is complementary to Mundaka Upanishad. We already saw this word Aksharam in Mundaka Upanishad. In Mundaka Upanishad, Brahman is given a special name. Atha para yaya tadaksharam adigamyate. Fifth shloka, we read this already in Mundaka Upanishad. Yattadadreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshushrotram, tadapanipadam. All those things. So Prashnopanishad uses the word, same word aksharam, for Brahman or Turiyam. And therefore, what is the answer to the question now? The entire Triputi is resting in Atma. Other ignorant people will say, we are all resting in Atma. The wise person will not say that they rest in Atma. What will they say? They all rest in me. All the other things, the entire world, everybody, they are all resting in me. So do not identify with reflected consciousness. Do not identify with any organ or even the world. Remember, all of them are only Nama and Rupa. They don't have substantiality of their own. They rest in me. Just as dream, Triputi is an appearance and not a fact. In dream also, there is subject, there is object, there is instrument, annam, annadaha, shloka krataha, Taittiriya Upanishad. So we already saw those shlokas. So in dream also, there is the Triputi, which is resting in whom? In the waker. Similarly, this Triputi is resting in the super waker, namely the Atma, I am, the Turi. Mantra 10.
Paramevaksharam pratipadyate sayoha vai tadachayam ashariram alohitam shubramaksharam vedayate yastu somya sa sarvajna sarvo bhavati tadesha shlokaha.
Very important shloka. Upanishad wants to give the benefit of gaining this knowledge. Jnana palam. Saha yaha havai vedyate. Suppose a person manages to know the Turiya Atma, defined in the actually Mandukya Upanishad, we have not seen this earlier. I am going to use some concepts from Mandukya Upanishad in this particular interpretation here, but we will do it subsequently. Next to Prashna Upanishad, I am planning to take up Mandukya Upanishad. So there is a mantra there, Nanta Pragyam Na Bahi Pragyam. Suppose a person knows, actually I have used this particular quotation earlier also. Suppose a person knows that Aksharam Brahma. And what type of Aksharam it is? Achayam, Ashariram, Alohitam. Achayam means Karana Sharira Rahitam. And Ashariram means Sukshma Sharira Rahitam. And Alohitam means Thula Sharira Rahitam. Let us understand all of them. The one who is free from the sthula, sukshma, karana, shariras. Again, that we have to, sthula, sukshma, karana, shariras, vetiriktaha, tattva bodha. Again, whenever you have time, please keep on revising tattva bodha, so that all these terms, you will be familiar with them. Literally, the word chaya, chaya means shadow, or shade, or we can call it darkness. So for example, vriksha chaya, we always look for the shade under a tree. By extension, it also means darkness, because shade is not bright, so it is darkness. From darkness, then we extend that to avidya. Look at how the way the commentators interpret all these mantras. So chaya is shade. Shade is dark, so it can be called darkness. And darkness is ignorance, avidya. So from avidya, then we extend it to what? Karna shariram. Again, tatubodha. See, so chaya to tamaha, to avidya, to karna shariram. So by extension, chaya represents karna shariram. That is why in sleep also, we are in chaya, in darkness only. Even if there is a light in the room, bright light, as far as the dreamer is concerned, the sleeper is concerned, we are in darkness only, in chaya. Then the next one is ashariram. So this is for achaya. So now ashariram. In this context, it is ashariram. Sharira here represents the sukshma shariram. Ashariram means sukshma sharira rahitam. One without sukshma shariram also. And then alohitam. Lohitam means red color. It's all very, very difficult to interpret. Shankaracharya and others have commented. See, all these, where is all these colors and all coming? Therefore, we get something out of them, all these interpretations. Lohitam. Lohitam means red. So alohitam means without red. So the red, that word represents the sthula shariram or physical body. We have to understand why it is so. So there are two reasons given by the commentators. One reason is red, lohitam, means blood also. And blood is found in which shariram? In the sthula shariram only. So redless, bloodless means what? Sthula sharira rahitam. That is one way of interpreting. So red stands for color. And different colors are possible for which shariram? Only sthula shariram again. No color for sukshma shariram at all. Therefore, lohitam means colorless. Alohitam means colorless. Colorless means here sthula shariram. So sthula shariram. So this is the sthula sharira rahitam. So atma is without sthula shariram, beyond sthula shariram or without sthula shariram also. At last it refers to Turiyam, that is finally. So if it is not sthula, sukshma, karana, sharirat, vetiriktaha, if it is different from all of them, then avastatraya sakshi, sachidananda lakshana atma, that is again tattvabodha. So that this is the atma. So we have to be in touch with tattvabodha,
regularly, because in all my other Upanishad lectures also, again, I will be freely using concepts from Tattvabodha. Then all the Upanishad will be relatively simpler, if at least we'll, if you know the terms. So, Vedayate. And what is the nature of Aksharam? Shubram. Shubram means Shuddham. Free from all impurities, including ignorance. Impurity, ignorance is an impurity, understand? So, even ignorance belongs to Karana Shariram only. So, Atma is untouched by ignorance, untouched by Punyam or Papam or Mishra, mixture of Punyam and Papam. So, na Punyam, na Papam, na Shaukyam, na Dukkham, it is beyond all of them. So, the one who knows the pure Atma, what is the benefit he gets? Saha, Parameva Aksharam, Prapti, so Pratipadyate, Saha, Parameva Aksharam, Pratipadyate. Knower of Atma merges into Atma. This is another. Brahmavit apnodi param. Taittiriya Upanishad. So how merges, really he does not merge. He drops the notion that Atma is different from me. Me, capital me. That false, I am that Atma. That false notion of difference and distance is dropped. I don't think Atma is somewhere else. I don't think consciousness, Chaitanyam is somewhere else. I am that Atma, the substratum. So that false notion of difference or distance is dropped. Therefore, one recognizes, I am the Turiya Atma. And we have to supply here, verb once again, Yastu Vedayate, Somya. Somya means, after Vedayate, so we have to add that. So whoever gains this knowledge, he also gets the benefit. Saha sarvajnaha bhavati sarvo bhavati. He becomes omniscient. Sarvajnaha bhavati. Again, connecting to the Mundaka Upanishad again. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sattva vijnanam vijnatam bhavati. Sir, all these vijnanam sarvit. So, knowing which one knows everything. So, eka vijnanena sarvajnanam. So, into knowing which one knows everything. How do we say so? What is the logic for that? Because Atma alone appears in the form of everything with different nama rupas, veshams. The disguises are many. They are all disguises of the Atma. But behind all names and forms, all the nama rupas, the vesha, there is only one substance. So Atma jnanena sarva jnanam bhavati. So Atmanaha eva sarvatvat. So, Atma itself being everything, there is no such thing called Anatma. There is no such thing called Anatma also, it is just a name. And not only, Saha Sarvajnaha Bhavati. The Upanishad makes another big jump. Saha Sarvaha Bhavati also. Sarvajnaha Bhavati, omniscient. Now, Sarvaha Bhavati, all very, very profound. He becomes the knower of everything first. That is the previous statement, Saha Sarvajnaha Bhavati. Now the Upanishad doesn't say knower of everything, it says he becomes everything, Sarvaha Bhavati. So what do we mean by he becomes everything? No question of becoming everything, he understands that everything is nothing but me alone in different names and forms. When we say me, it's all Atma, not some name, it's some Atma. So, just as a dreamer, after waking up, understands that I alone was appearing in the dream as the subject, object, instrument, mountain, rivers, whatever we see in the dream. Who becomes all? I alone appear as everything. So, Jnani becomes everything means Jnani understands that he is not one of the things, many things. The greatest tragedy is thinking what? I am one of the things in creation. This localization, this individuality alone is the cause of all problems, because then what happens? I start comparison. And once comparison comes, physically I am not satisfied. That person has better skin, he has better eyes, he is taller, shorter, better ears, throat, better eyebrows, better hair. All that. I am bald. That person has a lot of hair. So, you should, now, and I have all grey hair, then what do you want does? One has to die. One has to die, as Swami says. So, always comparison as a finite individual. I can never be satisfied with myself. So apurnata, physically, emotionally. So there are so many people to ask, how are you? For this person, there is nobody. So this is called emotional hunger. So missing all of them. How are you? Nobody misses me. Thus, at all levels, intellectual alone is the biggest, the limitation in all of them. You keep on studying any number of texts, still a person is not complete. Being one of the things is samsara, but being everything is moksha. May you claim, I am all. Aham annam, aham annadaha, aham shlokakriti, aham eva, idagum sarvam. So in fact, whenever I say, I see any glory in any person, I will never be jealous. I will never want to become like that person at all. The struggle of becoming is called the samsara. Struggle of becoming something. All the time struggling to become somebody else. We always try to emulate somebody else. That struggle is not there because any glory anywhere is my glory. I alone am. Vibhuti yoga of, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gave, a jnani also gives as his own glory. The saha sarvaha bhavati, a very, very profound phalam of this knowledge, this jnanam. Antadesha shlokaha. So in support of that statement, saha sarvo bhavati, in support of that statement, there is a shloka, the Upanishad quotes a Rigveda mantra. Shlokaha means here Rigveda mantra. Actually, again, we should remember, Prashnopanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. It is quoting a Rig mantra. We have also seen earlier. And often we will find in all other Vedas, Rig mantras will be quoted. Because Rig mantra is original and bigger. All other Vedas heavily borrow from Rig Veda. Often, other Vedas quote the Rig Veda mantras. Even though they quote, often the quotations are not seen in Rig Veda because we have lost many of the mantras. So, therefore, the quotation, if you try to trace the original, many of them are not available. They are available only in the form of quotations only, used in other Vedas or in other mantras. Mantra 11. Vijnanatma sahadevaischa sarve prana bhutani sapratishtanti yatra tadakshara vedayate yastu somyam sa sarvajnaha sarvameva viveshayati. So the third part, aksharam literally tadakshara vedayate. So aksharam, that literally means the imperishable one. Kshati means nashyati. And even our alphabets are called akshara or akshara, aksharamala, varnamala, aksharamala. It's an aside note, because according to Shastra, the letters of the alphabets also are imperishable. Even though there is a discussion actually in Brahma Sutra. So Devadadikarana, whether aksharam is perishable or not, there is a question, discussion. So if they are perishable, the name should be what? Charam. But the very word aksharam indicates it is imperishable. Then the question is, how can we say the aksharams are imperishable? After all, when I utter the sound A, there is a sound A. It originates when I utter. Only when I utter the sound A, originates. And it ends when I stop uttering. Therefore, the sound has got a beginning and an end also. Then how can we say it is aksharam? And for that, the answer Shastra gives is what? Any form of sound, including the alphabetic letters, being sound, sound is the attribute of what? Which element? Akasha, space. So, akasasya gunaha. So, again, if you go back to Tattvabodha, akasha has got shabda guna. Vayu has got shabda guna and sparsha guna. Agni has got shabda, sparsha and rupa. Therefore, all sounds are already there in akasha in the form of omkara, pranava. So, this is what avikta rupena. And what is the example given? That, for example, if you take the white light, the vibgya, the seven colors which are there in the white light. We are all familiar with this vibgya, seven colors. And when you pass the white light through a prism, then the seven colors are not produced by the prism, they are only manifested. Similarly, according to Shastra, by our effort, we don't produce the aksharam. The avyakta aksharam becomes vyaktam when we utter it. That's all we do. So, para, pashyanti, madhyama, vaikari, all those. They say para. Para means the highest, which is the invisible form. Therefore, what is the aside note here? Alphabets are also called aksharam because they are imperishable. Brahman is also aksharam because Brahman is also imperishable. Therefore, here, imperishable Brahman. That's what it means. Akshara means imperishable Brahman. And what is the nature of that Brahman? Yatra sampratishtanti. In which Brahman, the Triputi is based. The Triputi, we already discussed all this Triputi earlier. The Triputi is based. It borrows the existence. And what are those? Triputi is described as Vijnanatma, Chidabhasa Rupa Jivaha, the reflected consciousness, then pranaha, all the instruments, karanam, or organs, and bhutani, all vishayas. So this is the Triputi. So all the objects. So the subject, the instrument, and the object is the Triputi. Not only that, so sarvaihi devaihi. Each instrument has got a corresponding devata also. All this we have seen. Srotrasya dik devata, tvacho vayuhu. For the hearing, the devata is dik. For touch, Vayu is the Devata. Again, care of the Tattva Bodha. So, along with all the Devatas, so Karta, Karanam, Vishaya, Devata, all of them, they are all called Vyavahadika Satyam. Practical reality. They are lower order of reality resting on Aksharam. We have also talked about the various orders of reality earlier in some other context. So this is the Vyavaharika Satyam is a lower order of reality, resting on Aksharam, which is of the higher order, Paramarthika Satyam. Like Waker is of a higher order and the dreamer is of a lower order. It's in that way for us to understand. Dream is called Pratibhadika Satyam. It rests on the Waker. It is not independent. So it is called Pratibhasika Satyam. It rests on the Waker. The Vyavaharika Satyam, that is the Waker, that is resting again on what? Aksharam, which is called the Paramarthika Satyam. So the Prasibhadika Satyam rests on the Vekar, who is the Vyavaharika Satyam, and the Vyavaharika Satyam Vekar rests on Aksharam, the imperishable Paramarthika Satyam. So all Upanishad students, they must be familiar with all these three orders. So Yatra. Yatra means, so Paramarthika Adhishtane Sampritashtanti Tat Aksharam Vedayite, the one who knows. So that Brahman, suppose a person knows, that Paramarthika Satyam, that Brahman, suppose a person knows as what? As Aham Brahma Asmi. I am not different. I am that Brahman. I am neither waker nor dreamer. But I am that Adhishtanam. Iti Vedayate. If a person knows, yes to Somya. He is addressing the student, Somya. So, you know, he wants to perhaps make sure that the student is awake. Now it is, you know, 8:58, 9 o'clock. So he wants to make sure the student is awake. So Somya, O dear student, Saha Sarvajnaha Bhavati. He becomes omniscient because that is the only thing which is there in creation. Plurality is a fantasy according to Vedanta. There is no plurality at all. There is no plurality. So Saha Sarvajnaha. Not only that, Sarvam Eva Avivesha. That jnani enters everything as their very support or adhishtanam, lending existence to them. And here also enters, we should understand within quotation. It is not physically entering. We all, the anupravesha stuti and all we have seen earlier. So it is not physical entering. There is no question of slowly traveling and entering somewhere. The idea is, previously he used the word I only for what? For the body-mind complex. But after jnanam, when he uses the word I, in his understanding, he may not tell the worldly people, but in his understanding, what he thinks of the word I, because if he tells the word, I means the Brahman and all, they will not understand. But he knows the meaning of the word I, so he knows it goes beyond the body, it pervades the entire creation, and actually there is a shloka in Shadarshanam. It's a very beautiful shloka. I don't know whether you may have time to see that. Agnyasya vijnyasya cha vishvamsati vishvamasti vishvamasti purvasya drishyam jagadeva satyam పరస్య దిశ్యాశ్రయ భూతమేకం సత్యం ప్రపూర్ణం ప్రవిభాత్య రూపం దేహాత్మభావే జజడౌ సమానౌ ఏకస్య దేహే హృది జైత్న ఆత్మ ఆక్రమ్య దేహం చ జగస్య పూర్ణ పరస్యమేయం తను తను మాత్రం ఆత్మ సో వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ శ్లోక సో జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ గివ్ ద జిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది శ్లోక దేహాత్మభావే జజడౌ సమానౌ బోత్ జ్ఞాని అండ్ అజ్ఞాని ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియలీ ఫీల్స్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బాడీ జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో ఫీల్స్ వన్ బాడీ అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో ఫీల్స్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బాడీ హీ కెన్ ఆల్సో ఫీల్ హంగర్ ఇన్ హౌ మెనీ బాడీస్ అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో ఫీల్స్ హంగర్ ఇన్ హిస్ బాడీ ఓన్లీ జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో ఈవెన్ దో హీ థింక్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ రెస్టింగ్ ఇన్ హిమ్ హీ ఫీల్స్ హంగర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ హిస్ బాడీ సో ఇఫ్ హీ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ఫీల్ హంగర్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ బాడీ హీ విల్ గో ఆన్ ఈటింగ్ ఓన్లీ దర్ఫర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియలీ జ్ఞాని హ్యాస్ ఆల్సో సామాన్య అభిమాన ది కామన్ అభిమాన లైక్ ఎవరీబడి హ్యాస్ దిస్ వన్ బాడీ వన్ శరీరం అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియలీ అభిమాన ఇన్ వన్ శరీరం ఓన్లీ సో ఈవెన్ దో దర్ ఇస్ నో ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియల్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియలీ దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బట్ ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ ఏకస్య దేహే హృతి జైత ఆత్మ ఫర్ అన్ అజ్ఞాని వెన్ హీ యూసెస్ ద వర్డ్ ఐ ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ టు వాట్ కన్ఫైన్డ్ టు ద బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ Whereas for a jnani, akramya dehancha jagascha purnaha. The word I of the jnani goes beyond the body and spreads all over the creation. Parasya meyam tanumatram atma. Therefore, avivesha. Avivesha means in understanding the meaning of the word I. Extends up to what? Everywhere. Sarvam avivesha iti. And one more quotation from, actually there are also so many other ways, these are all given in so many other places. And, you know, the way to understand, let me not, because the ahankara which restricts me to relate to the Lord, because the I notion or the body-mind complex arises because of my ahankara, my identification with the body. So, Lord, give me the wisdom so that I should never think, the I thought doesn't lead me to think that I am the body, but it should lead me to think that I pervade the entire creation. Therefore, I am everything or I am nothing. That is a very interesting statement. I am everything or nothing. When I become something, then only there's a problem. When I say I am everything, then who am I? I am Ishwaraha. Right? When I say, I am everything, I am Ishwara. When I say, I am nothing, who am I? I am Brahman. But when I say, I am something, I become what? I become a limited individual or a samsari. So when I say, I am everything, I am Ishwara. When I say, I am nothing, I am Brahman. Nothing means without any attributes at all. When I say, I am something, I become a limited individual, a samsari. So, the I of a jnani spreads, I means not the physical I am, that I, subject. The I of a jnani spreads all over. With this, the Rig Veda quotation is also over. That concludes the fourth chapter also. So, now just only to recap of the fourth chapter, it is a very important chapter in which the Atma Vidya was presented by the analysis of what? Avastatraya, the three states of consciousness. Upanishad talked about Swapna and Sushupti Avastas based on the question of the student. And the final question of the student is what? The question is what? Kasminnu Sarve Sampratishtita. What is that ultimate reality in which the entire creation is based or supported? And the Upanishad answered how? It is the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness only. In that alone, the entire universe as well as the instruments through which the universe is contacted, the Vishayas, Karanam, and even the Jiva, they are all based on that Atma. So the word Jiva referring to the reflected consciousness in the mind. Before the mind arises, I am not even an experiencer. As in Sushruti, in deep sleep, I am not even an experiencer. I don't experience anything. The moment the mind arises, either in the Jagradavastha, waking state, or in Swapnavastha, in the dream state in the mind, the Chidabhasa, the experiencer, is formed. and the mind part becomes the experiencing instrument, along with what? The sense organs. And the world is the experienced object. Reflected consciousness is the experiencer. Mind and sense organs, they are the experiencing instruments. All these things, the Triputi, are there, which are in Jagrat and Swapnavastha. All these three are based on this Atma alone. So from the Atma, they arise. Into the Atma, it resolves finally. And Atma itself is neither the experiencer, nor the experiencing instruments, nor the experienced object. These are all just fundamental. I'm just only restating all of them. So Atma is Triputi Vilakshanam. It's different from all of the Triputis. So we got this idea actually in I don't know whether I quoted this Kaivalya Upanishad quotation earlier. I think I might have done somewhere in some other context. So Trishu Dhamasu Yad Bhogyam Bhokta Bhogascha Yad Bhavete Thebhyo Vilakshanaha Sakshi Chinmatroham Sadashivaha. Very, very beautiful mantra in Kaivalya Upanishad. For Nididhyasana, it's a beautiful mantra. I think I might have mentioned this sloka earlier, along with the Nididhyasana, one of the Nididhyasana slokas, I might have mentioned somewhere, perhaps. So, Trishu Dhamasu, Bhokta, Bhogyam, Bhogancha. So, experiencer, Bhokta, Bhogyam, and Bhogancha. So, the instrument, the experiencer, the object, all of them, they come and go. I am neither of these. Thebhyo Vilakshanaha. I am different from all of them. Sakshi Chinmatra Sadashivaha. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. And actually the next sloka in Kaivalya Upanishad, that also we might have quoted many times. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam. So this idea is brought out in this final portion of this fourth chapter. Therefore, fourth chapter, slokas 7 to 11, they are important mantras of Prashnoparishad, where Atma Vidya is presented. So with this, the fourth chapter is concluded. Now let us go to the fifth chapter. Fifth chapter, mantra 1. Atahainam shaibhyas satyakama papracha sayohavai tad bhagavan manushyeshu prayana tamonkaram abhidyayitam katamam vavasatena lokam jayatiti tasmaiho vacham. So the fifth chapter, it's a small chapter of only 7 mantras. It deals with the topic of what? Omkara Upasana. So, and this is presented as a means of Krama Mukti. This Krama Mukti also, we have used this term earlier. Whereas actually in the Mandukya Upanishad, we are going to see later. But I will, because the Omkara is the subject here, I am just only mentioning a few things. In Mandukya Upanishad, there is a detailed Omkara Vichara. Inquiry into Omkara, which is presented in the Mandukya as a means of Sadhyo Muktihi. So Omkara Upasana will lead to liberation here and now. That is called Sadhyo Muktihi in this Janma itself. But in Prashnopanishad, the Omkara Upasana, one can go to Brahma Loka. There he can get Jnanam and Mukti. So there is a two-step liberation through Brahma Loka. First, the person has to go to Brahma Loka. That means after death only. And which is called, and then get mukti from there. So this is called Krama Mukti in stages, 2 stages. So that is the Krama Mukti is the topic of the 5th chapter here. So certain messages and some important informations are also given. First, what we will do is, we will just only present them independently. Thereafter, it will be easier for us to go through the mantras and understand them. I will just only summarize what are the various messages. In Mandukya Upanishad, I am going to just only touch upon them. Omkara is divided into 4 portions. Akara, Ukara, Makara and silence. So the Turiya, silence is represented by the Turiya. So here, so Akara, Ukara, Makara, Nada, Bindu, some people they refer it to that way also. So Turiya, so here the 5th chapter, the 4th part is taken. The 4th chapter, that is, so we focus on the Turiya part is left here. So the first 3, Akara, Ukara and Makara are taken here in the Prashnoparishad. Akara, Ukara and Makara. In Mandukya Upanishad, see Akara represents the Virat or Vaishwanaraha. We are talking in Mandukya. No, we are not going to Prashnoparishad yet. So in Akara, it represents Virat or Vaishwanaraha. There the mantra in Mandukya is what? So ஜாகரிஸ்தஸ்தானோ பகிப்பிரஜா ஏகோனவிம்ஸ்த முக்கஹ ஸ்தூல ஸ்தூல புக் வைஸ்வானரஹா பிரதம பாதஹ. தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரதம பாதம். த லெட்டர் ஏ தி ஆ ஆஃப் ஓங்காரா தட் ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் விராட் ஆர் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் வைஸ்வானரா ஆல்சோ இன் மண்டுக்கிய. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் த டெஃபினேஷன் ஆஃப் விராட்? விராட் ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வித் ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச. ஆக்சுவலி திஸ் விராட் திஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்பா ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வி ஆல்ரெடி இட் இஸ் ஆல் ஃப்ரம் தத்துவ பதாவலி. ஸோ விராட் ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச தி கிராஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். தென் தி லெட்டர் ஊ ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் ஓ திஸ் ரெப்ரசன்ட் பை அகார். தென் த லெட்டர் உகாரா உகாரா ரெப்ரசன்ஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்பா விச் இஸ் த சேம் வித் சூக்ம பிரபஞ்ச. ஸோ தேர் இட் இஸ் ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்ச அகாரா உகாரா இஸ் சூக்ம பிரபஞ்ச ஹிரண்ய கர்பா. தட் இஸ் அ டோட்டல் சட்டில் யூனிவர்ஸ். தட் இஸ் அ டோட்டல் கிராஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் அகாரா. Total subtle universe is ukara. What is common? Consciousness is common. So consciousness in sthula prapancha, consciousness in sukshma prapancha, they have only different names, but consciousness is common. One is sthula prapancha, another is sukshma prapancha. And the letter ma in omkara represents antaryami or ishvara, which is again consciousness with karana prapancha. So a, u, ma, they represent virat, Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami are Ishwaraha. And of these three, two are in the form of Karyam, the product, and one is in the form of Karana. Which two are Karyam? Virat and Hiranyagarbha, they both are products born later. Hiranyagarbha is the first born. So from Hiranyagarbha, Virat is born. I am just only stating all this, just only note all of them. So because from Sukshma Shariram alone, Stulam is born. We already saw that. From Sukshma alone, Stulam is born. Grass is born. Therefore, we went through the grassification, Panchikaranam, all that earlier. Therefore, Virat and Hiranyagarbha are technically called Karya Brahman. Virat and Hiranyagarbha are called Karya Brahman because they are products. Both of them are in the form of Karyam. Karya means product. And we use the word Brahman because everything is Brahman. So we use the word Brahman. Therefore, these two were called Karya Brahman. And another Sanskrit word used in Prashna Upanishad is Aparam Brahma. Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. So Aparam Brahma is equal to Karyam Brahma is equal to Virat plus Hiranyagarbha. And this Aparam Brahma is represented by the letters Akara and Ukara. Both are Aparam Brahma. Whereas Makara is Karanam Brahma because it is consciousness associated with Karana Prapancha. Or Maya, Prakriti. And when does Karana Prapancha come into existence? When it is born. Karana Prapancha, otherwise called Maya, otherwise called Prakriti, is it born or not? It is not a product. And therefore, the Trayam represents Makara. Represented by Makara is Karana, the Turiyam represented by Makara is Karanam Brahma. So it's Karanam Brahma it is. So all these are all in Mandukya Mantra, in the Prathama Padaha, Dutiya Padaha, all of them. So Yesha Sarveshwaraha, Yesha Sarvajnaha, Yesho Antaryami, Yesha Yonihis, Sarvasyam, Prabhavapya Yohi Bhutana. So that is, actually there is, it's a Mandukya Mantra. We are going to see that mantra later. So it's about Karanam Brahma or Antaryami consciousness with Karana Prapancha. So we got Stula Prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha. Stula Prapancha and Sukshma Prapancha are products. They are called Aparam Brahma and Karana Prapancha. So we will see all these three mantras next actually in detail in Mandikrita. And since Antaryami is Karanam Brahma, it has got another name, Param Brahma. So Makara represents Karanam Brahma or Param Brahma. Akara and Ukara represents Karyam Brahma or Aparam Brahma. That means Omkara represents both Aparam Brahma and Param Brahma. These are all just concepts. Because Akara, Ukara, Makara, they belong to Omkara only. Therefore, Omkara taken as a whole is a symbol for both Aparam and Param Brahma. This is message number one. Actually, we have still got a long way to go to understand these various concepts here. We are summarizing the fifth chapter. If the synopsis is very clear, then we can go through the mantras easily, relatively easily. I won't say easily, relatively easily. And the second message is what? Since Omkara represents Aparam and Param Brahma, a seeker can use Omkara for the upasana of either Aparam or Karyam Brahma or Param Brahma or Karanam Brahma. Therefore, three types of meditations are possible. One is Akara Pradhana Upasana or Ukara Pradhana Upasana or Makara Pradhana Upasana. And now, what are each one of them? What is Akara Pradhana Upasana? When I use Omkara for meditating on Virat, Virat Brahma. When I use Omkara for Hiranyagarbha Upasana, then it is called Ukara Pradhana Omkara. I use the entire Omkara, my meditation is called Hiranyagarbha. So, Hiranyagarbha Upasana is the Ukara Pradhana Upasana. And what is the third one? When I use Omkara for Antaryami or Ishvara meditation, then it is Makara Pradhana Upasana. Makara Pradhana Omkara Upasana. You should understand. So this is message number two. Then what is the next message? The Upanishads wants to find out the three possible Upasanas of the three of them, which one is superior. Always the superior inferior comes. Why? We can easily guess the answer again. When we have Virat Upasana and Hiranyagarbha Upasana, we meditate on what? Aparam Brahma, Karyam Brahma, which is product. And Karyam product, is it Nityam or Anityam? Karyam Brahma is only Anityam. Virat also is Anityam. Hiranyagarbha also is Anityam. Both come during Srishti and both of them are resolved during Pralayam. And therefore, when we do Virat or Hiranyagarbha Upasana, it is Anitya Devata Upasana. For which the palam also will be anityam only, which gives samsara. See how these are all connected. Even Omkara Upasana will give samsara depending on what is the meditation. This is the third message. And the fourth message is, Antaryami or Ishvara or Param Brahma or Karanam Brahma, that Upasana, that is superior. Karanam is nityam, just as clay exists before, during and after the resolution of the pot. Karyam, pot is subject to arrival and departure. Pot is karyam, product. It is subject to arrival and departure. The clay is karanam, the cause. It is trikale api tishtati. It is in all three domains of time, past, present and future. Thus, antaryami or ishvara is eternal. Therefore, param brahma upasana or Karanam Brahma Upasana will produce eternal palam, nitya palam. So may you all practice Param Brahma Upasana. That is the next message. And there is another message also. The message is what? Param Brahma Upasana through Omkara throughout this chapter, whether Virat Upasana, Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Antaryami Upasana, the symbol used is what? Is Omkara only. Because the whole chapter is Omkara Upasana chapter. Whole fifth chapter of Prashnopanishad is Omkara Upasana chapter. That is why we have lot of similarities to Chandogyam. And Omkara Parabrahma Upasana will give Nitya Palam. What is Nitya Palam? Moksha. And the last note is what? Moksha is not direct. Because Upasana comes under what? Karma. This is another. Upasana is not coming out of Jnanam. It is coming out of Karma. Because Upasana is a karma. This is also another aside note, but an important note. Meditation comes under a type of karma only. Only difference is what? Rituals are physical karmas. Meditation is a mental karma. And karma palam will always be anityam only. Whether it is Upasana or karma ritual, anitya palam only. Therefore, if Upasana has to give nitya palam, it is never directly. Then how will it give palam? The Upasaka, at the time of death also, will practice this Ishvara Upasana, which alone Krishna borrowed in the 8th chapter. Actually, today is the Ekadashi. We had Sampurna Gita Parayanam in the temple. This is called Guruvayur Ekadashi today. So, because Gita is said to be Sarvopanishad Ogavaha Dokta Gopalanandanaha, every idea of Bhagavad Gita is extracted from the Upanishad only, Sarvopanishad Ogavaha. So, Lord Krishna doesn't give anything original himself. He never claims also. So, presentation is by Lord Krishna, but content belongs to the Vedas. So, this 5th chapter, Krishna summarizes in the 8th chapter. The 5th chapter of Prashnopanishad, Krishna summarizes in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Om itye kaksharam brahma, vyaharan mam anusmaran, yaprayati tajan deham, sayati paramam gatim. ஸோ ஓமிதி ஏகாட்சரம் பிரம்ம வியாகரன். தி உபாசகா வுட் ஹவ் ப்ராக்டிஸ் பரம்பிரம்ம உபாசனா ஃபார் ஹவு லாங்? த்ரூ அவுட் த லைஃப். அண்ட் இட் ஷுட் ஹவ் பிகம் அ நேச்சுரல் ஹேபிட் ஃபார் ஹிம். வாட் எவர் இஸ் நேச்சுரல் வில் கம் அட் தி டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் ஆல்சோ, பிகாஸ் ஹேபிட் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்டு. அண்ட் திஸ் உபாசகா அட் தி டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் ஆல்சோ வில் ரிமெம்பர் ஓங்காரா அண்ட் பரம்பிரம்ம. கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் மாம் அனுஸ்மரன், மாம் மாம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் காரணம் பிரம்மா. யகா பிரயாதி ஹும் சோ எவர் டைஸ் ஹீ வில் கெட் கிரம முக்தி. ஹவு டு யூ நோ தேட் இட் இஸ் கிரம முக்தி ஆர் நாட் சத்ய அண்ட் நாட் சத்யோ முக்தி? தட் ஆல்சோ கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி 8th சாப்டர். சுக்ல கிருஷ்ணே கதி ஹேதே ஜெகதாம் சாஸ்வதே மதே ஏகையா யாத்யனா விருத்திம் அந்யயா வர்த்ததே புனஹாம். ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் ஹியர் உபாசகா வில் நாட் கெட் மோக்ஷா ஹியர். ஆஃப்டர் டெத் ஹீ வில் ட்ராவல் த்ரூ எ ஸ்பெஷல் ரோட் கால்டு கிருஷ்ணகதி. ஆக்சுவலி இன் கிருஷ்ணோபனிஷத் இட் செல்ஃப் இன் த ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் வி மென்ஷன் திஸ் கிருஷ்ணகதி, வி சா திஸ். அண்ட் ட்ராவலிங் த்ரூ த கிருஷ்ணகதி ஹீ வில் கோ டு பிரம்மலோக ஆர் சத்யலோக. அண்ட் இன் பிரம்மலோக ஹீ ஹாஸ் டு நோ த ஃபோர்த் பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரா த துரியம், பிகாஸ் தர் பிரம்மாஜி ஹிம்சல் வில் பி த டீச்சர். So he can directly learn from him. Because until now, he knows only Akara, Ukara and Makara. In Brahma Loka, he will know the Amatra, Chaturtha, Prapannopashama, Shanta, Shiva, Advaita. He will know that. So having gained that knowledge, he attains liberation. The fourth Matra of Omkara in Brahma Loka he will gain. So Omkara Dwara, பரபிரம்ம உபாசனம் கிரம முக்தி சாதனம் பவதி. தட் இஸ் த மெசேஜ் தி ஃபிஃப்த் மெசேஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஃபிஃப்த் சாப்டர். ஸோ ஓங்கார துவாரா மீன்ஸ் வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரா அஸ் அ சிம்பல், பரபிரம்ம உபாசனம் தட் இஸ் த காரண பிரம்ம ஆர் ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம் கிரம முக்தி சாதனம் பவதி, பிகம்ஸ் எ மீன்ஸ் டு அட்டைன் கிரம முக்தி. வேரஸ் இஃப் யூ டூ விராட் ஆர் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப உபாசனா, தே பீயிங் அனித்யம் தே வில் கிவ் யூ பலம். But that palam will be what palam? It is anitya palam. It will be perishable. That is going to be the essence of the fifth chapter. Now let us go to this mantra that we read. Ataha. Ataha means after the completion of the fourth chapter, now the student Gargiyaha, he withdrew. Now comes the next disciple. If you, Gargiya was a student, if you remember in the previous one. Shaibhyaha Satyakamaha. So Shaibhyaha is the family name. Satyakama is his name. So Saha. So the fifth student is Satyakama. He asked the question to Pipalada. Sayohavai tad bhagavan, O Lord, O Guru, manushyeshu, among human beings, because spiritual sadhanas can be done only by human beings. This one difference between Advaitam and some of the Dvaita systems. In Puranas, we see lot of stories of animals, birds, etc., getting moksha, Gajendra moksha and all we have seen. All the Dvaita Sampradaya, they take that, they say that moksha is possible for others also in other Sampradayas. Whereas Advaitin, he does not believe in that, because all those stories, they talk about some people who have taken several forms because of some shapa of some kind, like Gajendra. And they are born as an elephant and all that, based on some curse or some shapa from somebody. And because of the death in the hands of Bhagavan, they get freedom from that particular curse or shapa. So shapa moksha they get, but not samsara moksha. Samsara moksha is absolute moksha. That is the eternal moksha liberation. But they get liberated from the shapa. Humans can get liberation because knowledge is involved. Knowledge requires an evolved intellect. Animals do not have evolved intellect at all. Brahma Vidya requires not only human intellect, but also a superior intellect. Without that intellect, Aham Brahmasmi is not possible at all. Without Jnanam, Moksha is not possible. Therefore, Manushyeshu, among humans, Omkara Abhidhyayita. Suppose a person meditates on Omkara. And how much Upasana he does? This is also very important, because an Upasaka will get Karma Mukti
only if he practices throughout the life and at the time of death also. That is why in the 8th chapter, Antakalecha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalaivaram. That's what Krishna said. The one who remembers me at the time of death, Antakale. Naturally, the question will be what? How to remember God at the time of death? We all want shortcuts. Lord Krishna says, there is only one method. If I can remember the Lord at the time of death, problem solved, right? So tell me that cliff notes, way of knowing the remembering the Lord at the time of death. Krishna says, there is no shortcut. There is only one method. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. God must occupy my subconscious mind all the time and also conscious mind whenever possible. That is why we say convert all worrying time to dhyanam time, meditation time. So prayanantam, prayanam here means maranam, antam means up to death. So if one meditates on Omkara, katam vava saha tena lokam jayati. What type of loka he will get after death? Because Shastra talks about several lokas. Which loka this person will get? Jagati. This is the question of Satyakama. And Pipalada answers this question. Tasmai saha uvacha. Tasmai means Satyakama. Yeah? To that disciple Satyakama. Saha means Pipalada, the Acharya. Uvacha. He answered. That is given in the next mantra. Maybe I'll finish that also, even if I take a couple of minutes. Yetadvai satyakama param cha brahma yadonkaraha tasmat vidvanete naiva ayatanena ekataram anveti. O satyakama, yetadvai parancha aparancha brahma. Both aparam brahma. Aparam Brahma is part, you know, we saw the Virat and Hiranyagarbha. Then Parancha, the Antaryami, we saw in the previous loka. So both Aparam and Param Brahma, they are represented by Yet Omkaraha. So the first message is what? Omkara represents both Aparam and Param Brahma. And what are the two other words? Karanam and Karyam Brahma for this. Param Brahma is Karanam Brahma, Aparam Brahma is Karyam Brahma. And therefore, Tasmat Vidwan. Vidwan here means Omkara Upasaka, the one who meditates on Omkara. Yete naivam ayatanena. Ayatanam means here symbol. So through this Omkara symbol, ekataram anveti, he will attain either aparam brahma or param brahma, depending on what? The type of upasana he does. Whether it is akara pradana upasana or ukara pradana upasana. But Omkara has got all these knobs. You know, you can touch Akara Pradana Upasana knob. You will get this. Ukara, all that thing. So one can use any knob one wants. Ekataram. Ekataram means one of these two. That is Aparam Brahma or Param Brahma. Anveti. He merges into what? Now this is going to be elaborated here. In the each option. The Akara Pradana Upasana, Ukara Pradana Upasana, each Upasana and its benefits. They are all going to be mentioned next in the next shloka. Let me see whether I can finish that also today. Maybe I will take it for. I will have to give some more details. So maybe I will take the third shloka in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.